Breaking news from this morning, 9 o'clock this morning. You know what happened at Disney? The Donald Trump talking robot was debuted at the Hall of Presidents. When we were there, when Susan and I were there, the Hall of Presidents wasn't open.
Right, me neither.
Because they were redoing the whole thing, right?
Oh, so they opened it up today, you said?
9 o'clock this morning.
Really?
Yep.
How'd that go?
They're like, this happened just an hour ago. This
is, it had to go to, it was one or two reactions. Boo! Or, woo! Yeah.
Well, I would think for the first viewing, it's like a loaded crowd. You know, maybe the people from Disney get to come in and look at it, maybe. But the video I saw of it was a really clean, nice video, and then there was applause at the end.
I would think the people from Disney already saw it before they opened it up to the public.
That could be. Yeah, no, that's probably true, too. You're right. President Trump can now be seen by visitors to Florida's Disney World in an exhibit that presents a speaking robotic version of him. The Hall of
Fantastic.
Presidents now shows, and there he was, animatronics of all four U.S. leaders, 44 U.S. leaders appearing on a stage in a 700-seat theater. That's 700 seats, I think?
Wow.
Well, so George Washington starts, and he doesn't say,
you want me to start from there?
Here's Donald Trump.
George Washington?
No, he's right before him.
Okay.
About the father of our
country. I thought we were going to go through all the
presidents. Yeah. Each of them are going to talk for 10 minutes. We'll get to Trump soon.
Yeah, here's Trump.
Here's a little bit.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
I'm really rich.
From the beginning, America has been a nation defined by its people. At our founding, it was the American people who rose up to defend our freedoms and win our independence.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
With three very simple words, we the people. Since that moment, each generation of Americans has taken its place in the defense of our freedom, our flag, and our nation under God. These are the achievements of the American spirit. The spirit of a people who fought and died to bring the blessings of liberty to all our people. Above all, to be American is to be an optimist, to believe that we can always do better, and that the best days of our great nation are still ahead of us. It's a privilege to serve as the President of the United States, to stand here among so many great leaders of our past, and to work on behalf of the American people.
The presidency of the United States is a role unique in the world.
Would it be great?
I feel like I'm at Disney. This is cool.
Wouldn't it be great if they had like some animatronic thing and Hillary is trying to climb up on the stage and he's just like robotically kicking her off? You know, she's trying to climb up. That's my job. And he's like, get down. Get down.
Get down, dear.
You know?
Sit down. That's great.
So
sit down.
That's what he should say. That's great. Oh, my God.
I don't care.
The Hall of Presidents would never be the same.
I love Mexican people.
Ooh, they left that out. I'm surprised.
Ay, ay, ay. This country, we are going to hell.
That robot is lifelike. I'll tell you. The curtain comes down.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
You know.
Sit down.
Now, okay, you see what Brett's doing here? You see what Brett's doing?
Yes.
You know somebody in Disney, before they had this thing up and operational, had that thing, like, had the same soundboard that Brett's made or has gotten his hands on or whatever it is, and made that.
The animatronic figure was moving and talking, but they gave him different words.
Made it say horrible things. Like,
there's
at
secret
some
video
point
somewhere
in Disney, while that thing was being under construction, the words "grab her by the pee" were uttered in that room. No doubt.
Idea now over 200 years old.
I'm really rich.
A new idea our presidents have turned into a great American idea again.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
I will build a great, great wall.
You have to speak English. I love China.
China all the time.
China all the time.
China!
Oh, so good. Oh, well.
They're very stupid people.
Hey, what was
negotiating for us.
What was the Yesterday, I read it was Trump unveils.
They liked it.
Sit down.
They liked it, President Trump.
Why would you tell him to sit down?
The America First thing. Like, I was leaving here yesterday. So yeah. Said about Trump unveils America First strategy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, cool and all. But yeah,
pretty straightforward.
Weren't you the guy who ripped Obama for telling the enemy what your plan was?
Right. this wasn't so much a...
I don't know what this thing was, but when I read the headline, I'm like, isn't that what he railed against?
Yeah, it was more of a... It was like a four-point thing that was very general. You know, it wasn't so much, here's where we're going to bomb next. Here's our new fighter jet that's going to come over this point of Iraq. You know what I mean? It was more like, we're going to put America first. We're not going to get into agreements that hurt us. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but this was about security.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But he said, you know, it was four main points. You know, and they were straight ahead just stating what the thing is, you know. So our international relationships could change a little bit. The way we deal with things could change a little bit, that kind of thing. But it wasn't like strategies. We're putting a battleship over here. Watch.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it made sense. I mean, he's making a statement. Here's what we're going to be. And it took global warming out of it, climate change, which I think Obama had in. And he took that out completely. And he said, but we understand that, you know, we're not going to be, what does it say? We're going to set the goal. We're going to be an energy dominant nation. So we're going to do better in energy instead of being relying on somebody else. And also said the United States recognizes the importance of environmental stewardship. So taking care of your environment, everything. But he would say, we're not signing this Paris crap. This is how he would put it. Mm-hmm. We're not signing this climate accord that everybody else did because it hurts us. I don't even know anything about it, but I think that's basically what he's saying.
So basically,
you better believe
we're going to do what we need to do for us. And at the same time, if anybody can get helped out by that, fine. And we're going to make sure that we take care of our own business.
Right. That's basically what he was saying.
We're not going out of our way to help anybody else for a while.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep. We're only interested in relationships with countries that are fair and reciprocal. That's why he pulled out of the climate accord. He felt it wasn't fair and reciprocal. I don't know about NATO, but NATO's got to be fair and reciprocal or we won't be part of it. So he's saying put America first. That was his first thing. Was America comes first? Sorry. That's it.
All right.
We're going to do everything for ourselves first.
All right.
So, all right. Yeah, so that was his thing. So there you go. And now when you go to Disney, you can see animatronic Trump.
You know what's funny and not funny is that, like, there are people that will see protecting ourselves first, taking care of us, looking out for ourselves first mm-hmm. is bad. Uh-huh. I can't understand it. I don't understand why looking out for at least what is perceived to be America's best interest first
mm-hmm.
is a bad thing.
Right.
I don't understand it.
I think people can't agree on what our best interests are first. You know, people have different priorities. Some people's priorities is to fix everything in the world. Other people's priorities is, how about we get our own house in order? You know,
right.
So
yeah.
I mean, right there is two different schools of thought. So it's difficult to get everybody to agree, as we have seen.
Right.
It's so difficult to get everybody to agree. So that's why you need a leader, and that's why you need politicians to vote and hopefully represent us. And
as soon as I saw the headline, like Trump unveils details of America First security strategy, I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. You know, oh, boy, here we go, because there's going to be people protesting. Something he's going to say is going to upset somebody, and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, go back to Univision.
Oh, I miss those days, don't you, Brett? These are all clips. I mean,
They're all here right now.
There's been nothing new on the soundboard in a long time. This is all from when pre-presidency. When he was like, you know, he's a low-energy individual. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Low energy. I said he's a low-energy individual. We do not need in this country low energy.
So I guess maybe he's changed a little bit. He's become a little more presidential because he's not saying, you know, bad hombres and stuff.
Or they're just bad at updating the soundboard now that he's elected.
Right. They didn't really think he'd get it. They created the soundboard to get people like us to play it so he wouldn't get elected. And then he got elected. They're like, all right, abort mission.
How did the board make him more likable? How's that even possible? All right, well, Roger, JP Sabone, Real Raw Radio. A lot more when we come back. We're just talking about that this morning, Disney premiered at the Hall of Presidents, the President Donald Trump animatronic robot, and people were there for the inaugural running of the whole thing, I guess.
Again, you know,
nice round of applause. It was, you know, basic stuff.
And you know, at some point, that thing had a mohawk.
you know? As they're building it.
All right.
Probably had a Hillary wig on his head at some point.
They gave it like a vagina before they made it realistic.
Oh, I can't even imagine what goes on with that stuff.
They totally messed with it. I mean, yeah. Come on. How could you not?
Yeah, Sean is
if you're a creative person, you know,
right, like, you're going to mess around.
Like, of course you're going to mess. Nobody's looking. No, you can't. Nobody's going to see it. You can't get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
That's a problem to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, Donald.
Deal with it.
Sean is on line one. Sean, what were you going to say about this? Go ahead.
Hey, Roger, JP. How's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think Disney's probably going to have to hire someone whose only job is to clean loogies off of that thing every couple hours, you know?
Oh, no. I hope not.
You really think so? I mean...
I think you might catch an occasional loogie here or there, you know, and no one's looking.
Here's the thing, though, Sean. As passionate as people who hate Trump are, is equal to as passionate to people who hated Obama war. And nobody was spitting all over the Obama, you know, the Obama one when he was in there. People are human beings.
Yeah,
listen, they're going
but
in there,
he was also the first black president, too. That might have looked a little more bad.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't hear stories about that happening with that. I would hope that people are classier than that. I don't care who you like.
And remember who the audience is for this thing. It's people with their families and their kids.
Disney freaks, too. Disney loves everything about Disney, so...
Right. I mean, not even that. The people going in there with their families, they're going in the Hall of Presidents. It's for the history of it. It's not for the politics of it, I would think.
Oh, I know. I was just kind of joking around a little bit.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to say there's not going to be a loogie
here. I think it's possible.
Here or there.
But I would hope it doesn't happen.
Right. But
well, maybe I'll...
What the hell is going on? Thanks, Sean.
That happens, like, in front of families and stuff. I think people get pissed.
Yeah.
There would be an uprising if one guy wants to be the a-hole in the group. You got, I mean, people, all they want is to be on vacation, everything to go right. They know what to expect as Hall of Presidents.
And you know
they
what?
Just want it to be what it is. And if you ruin it for them and their kids,
right.
Whoa.
And when you, and honestly, when you take the family to Disney, there's an expectation of perfect.
Ah.
Look at that.
Exactly right.
We were meant to be together.
That's it. Mm.
Get him out of here.
Maybe they got animatronic security to throw people out and beat them up.
You know. With that
it's not bad, Brett.
With that expectation of perfect.
Yeah.
If somebody comes along and throws a wrench into your family's, you know, that thing.
And you know, Disney's, you know, they made that, I mean, the whole thing is non-political. It's very generic what all the presidents say. I mean, it's big words about big concepts about the country. And Trump's script was the same way. It was like his oath and then big stuff about the country. So it's not specific opinions or anything. So it shouldn't piss anybody off. You know, Obama's up there. Bush is up there. Clinton's up there.
Nowadays,
it's been fine.
Nowadays, everybody's just looking to get pissed off.
Maybe.
You know, I'm not saying this is the place that it'll happen, but we just, there's just everybody's looking. You remember, was it last year? Remember, Starbucks did something with that coffee cup.
And people lost the holiday cup. Yeah.
But they take a Christmas tree off of it, or they throw
something
a star
like
at David on it. People lost their minds.
Right, it wasn't Christmassy. It was just like a color.
It was just blank.
Like, hey, what happened to the tree? Everybody went nuts.
God,
now they take the negative and they turn it into every year debuting whatever the cup's going to be. And sometimes it's really plain, but has, you know, it's very subtle. I don't know, they come out ahead of it.
Sales start to dip, and then they'll make it a plain cup again to get everybody talking and yelling and screaming about it. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I want a Starbucks.
Aaron is on line one. Hey, Aaron, Roger and JP. Hello, Aaron on line one.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, man?
Not so. JP, I listen to you guys. I've called in a few times, and I only see you guys often. And I'm not trying to come off like a jerk here, but, you know, I sit here and listen to you kind of laugh it off with Trump and the things Trump does and Trump tries to, you know, basically what it seems like to me is trying to just crush everything Obama did in his 8 years. And I understand some of this is tongue-in-cheek, but what is so funny about what Trump's been doing? I mean, you know,
nothing. I was just talking, Aaron, I was just talking to Roger the other day. I'm like, I took a look at my 401k. I think he's doing a bang-up job. You know, nobody talks about it. All the focus seems to be on the negatives of him. Again, I voted for him. I want him to be great. And I just got finished saying before, like, he was putting America first and that kind of thing, and I don't understand how people wouldn't be okay with America first.
I'm totally okay with America first, but do you really believe he's putting America first? Because it seems like he's putting himself first. It seems like he's putting everybody else besides the upper elite and the people he has his eyes on first, not the American people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can argue about that. I understand that. And I'm not a leading hard liberal, and I'm in the middle. I didn't vote for Hillary.
But I've taken, and Monica vouched for this, Aaron. I've taken shots when Trump's being a dumbass. Monica, you right? I mean, I've given it to him as well. I mean, I may not like completely crush him, but I've been like, what is he doing? He's being a dick.
I'll say that. I'll back you on that, JP. I'm not totally going with that. I'm just trying to get a clear understanding for it, you know, and maybe that helped me out, or maybe it helped me just to hear you say that. But, you know, when you talk about the 1,700 lies and the grabbing people by the pee and this and that, and, you know, it's just, it's not funny anymore. You know, what he's doing, I just don't feel funny anymore. I do believe we have to sit back and laugh at things because we'll go drive ourselves freaking crazy. You know,
exactly.
I'm ADHD the max, and I go all over the board, and I do believe there's some aspect of humor to it. But in some of the stuff, it's just enough's enough. I wish you were the president.
I don't think what you heard what I said, though, Aaron. When I said the grabbing by the pee thing, I said, you know, as they were working on this thing, you know, there were people that were working on the project when they were syncing up the audio to the animatronics. You know, they used a soundboard like Brett has that said, like, grabbing by the pee and all that inappropriate stuff. Obviously, just to amuse themselves as they were working on the project.
Mm-hmm.
That's
understood.
All.
Okay.
All right. Stop picking on me, Aaron.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys dealing with you guys every day, and thank you to you. I just kind of had to vent a little bit.
Right. Thanks.
Yeah, I just got to keep it light, bro.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
I love you.
See?
See, Aaron, Trump even loves you. Look at that. That's nice, Donald, that you said that nice thing about Aaron.
I love China.
Oh, well, we didn't know. He's not Chinese. We don't know. Aaron did not say it. Oh.
Monica, you know I've taken shots at Trump when I thought the shots needed to be taken.
Please, a pussy.
You know that, right?
Oh, Aaron, sorry.
I think you've laughed at some of the stuff he's done.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You don't think I've taken shots at him?
I think you've laughed at some. I think you've laughed at some of the stuff he's done. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But when he's doing something, I don't think you've ever been straight up, you know, he's an idiot. But I think you've laughed at some of the stuff he's done.
I have, though. when he does dumb things or dumb tweets, I've sat here and be like, dude, what are you doing? Take the goddamn phone away. Stop with the tweeting.
Right.
Or the other night.
Don't let him go off teleprompter. He needs an onstage tackler.
Yeah, I said, he needs to be tackled.
Yeah. He's rounding out a little bit, but
he does need to be tackled.
You know, he still has a lot of stuff in his wake that he's done. That's just
I said before,
you know,
like,
things
the,
he says.
The minute somebody on his staff sees his eyes wandering away from the teleprompter, that's when you got to take him out. You just got to go tackle him and then have somebody in the audience fake arrested, say it was an assassination attempt, and it was thwarted, and you just move on to the next one.
Yeah. Stick with the speech writers. Yeah. But even them, sometimes they write the speeches or something. I'm like, why'd you put it that way? Like, why?
Because I don't know.
There's certain ways to put things.
Because I don't know if they did. He might have got the speech and it great. Somebody get me a pencil and an eraser.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, kind of going along with what Aaron was saying earlier, does someone who needs to be tackled need to be president?
Oh, stop. I mean, they all have something. I get what you're saying. And is he rough around the edges? Yes. Is he polished?
Oh, you're perfect.
You know, he's not polished, but there was a big part of the people that wanted someone that wasn't polished, wasn't politically correct, that wasn't going
to
sugarcoat everything, that wasn't going to,
originally it wasn't we want someone politically incorrect. Originally it was, I think, people saying we don't want a stuffed suit politician who, when they talk, you don't know what they just said.
Right.
People got sick of that.
Now, you may not like what he said, but you know what he said.
Yeah. And Bernie Sanders is a great example of not a typical politician, where he's animated and he sometimes says things wrong and quotes things wrong, but he's got people's attention. Good for him.
Yeah.
People want regular people. Okay, he's rich too, but people want regular people, at least feel like regular people, even though they're both rich. You know, whatever. You know, you just want, they feel, I think, more credibility and more honesty with someone who's not a career politician, although Bernie is.
I don't know.
There's certain, you can't have everything with everybody.
I don't know that much about politics, and I don't even really like talking about it all that much, but, and I could be way off on this, but I kind of felt like if Hillary wasn't in the mix, with the amount of noise that Sanders was making and the amount of excitement that all of a sudden people were showing up to his gigs at, I kind of feel like if Hillary wasn't in the mix,
he was the main candidate.
I mean, there was a lot of people that thought he was crazy. How are we going to pay for that? How are we going to pay for it? But I think he might have had a little bit. I'm not saying he would have won. I don't know. But it would have been loud. You know, I think it would have been loud.
Wait till the next election. Let's see what regular people get through or what we all decide it should be nominated. It'll be interesting to see how it works as a reaction to these 4 or 8 years, you know, depending.
Eduardo on line two. What's up, Eduardo?
Oh, Merry Christmas to Roger and Hippie.
Oh, thank you, Eduardo. That's very nice. And Feliz Navidad to you.
Oh, I feel like Bernie Sanders was helping us rebuild the steakhouse and massage parlor because I keep saying, how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? Oh, terrible. Hey, we had some excitement. I thought you guys were going to come and visit when you were down this weekend, but I didn't see you.
No, I'm sorry. Didn't the steakhouse burn down or something? That's why you're fixing it, aren't you?
Well, we had a fire in the kitchen. We had to rebuild, so we tore the whole back off, and we're actually remodeling the massage parlor. We actually thought that Mike Caldic came out to visit this weekend. We thought he had lost his car here, but it was a mistake. One of the girls hollered, hey, there's a fat man looking for a Hummer.
Christ.
She said, no, the girl.
So it wasn't.
You'd be very proud of these girls. They're all very talented. They want to play softball. They're getting together to play softball in the spring. They went over to Dick's Sporting Goods today to get their uniforms. They love Dick's.
Yeah, sure.
No, they're very talented girls, and they can play softball, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eduardo. You have a very merry.
I wanted to update you really quick.
Okay.
All the puppies have been weaned. They're not like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers anymore. They're all weaned. They don't suck. Have a happy new year. Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Eduardo. Well, there he goes.
Should have stopped at the Hummer line.
It's Eduardo with his Merry Christmas call. One of the more creative wishing us a happy holiday call. It's all right. And same to all of you guys, as we get ever closer. I haven't bought a thing yet for my wife, by the way. Yeah, I realized that, like, this morning. I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't gotten even a card. What am I doing?
I bought nothing.
I don't even know what she wants. It's the 19th. I should probably check. Roger and JP, it's The Bone, Real Raw Radio. You're probably in the same boat.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.